it's actually a stone. And so the Grail can take all kinds of shapes. But anyway, in the Grail material, you know, which is something I really want to talk about and we're going to deal with quite a lot. Anyway, he sends everybody else looking for the Holy Grail, the idea that if we can get the Holy Grail, if we can find the Holy Grail and bring it back, that somehow this will ennoble everybody, it will make everybody better. The reality is, though, that as they go out questing, the people who aren't good knights in the first place, they kind of go out half-heartedly to do it, so nothing bad happens to them. The knights who are really serious, either they die in the quest, or the ones who find the Grail don't come back. And so the effect upon Arthur's court is that all the good knights don't come back. You know, they either die or they remain because they have found the Grail. The best. Who finds it? Remember, Lancelot was viewed as the best knight, but who's going to find it? Now, when we go back and tell you how it really is, not this later tradition, Percival is the one who finds it. You know, nobody else finds it. And actually, in Excalibur, the movie, Percival is going to be the one who finds it. So that's very true to tradition.